Pause recording. Button. Speech off.
Hello, Audioboo.
It's Nama, and it's February. Not February. February. Yes, so many people forget.
That there's two R's in February.
February. And,
not in February.
Apparently there's a February challenge. Glad it's not a February, because that really wouldn't work. Now, I don't know where the list is. I listened to Claire and Paul and it sounded like they didn't know where the list is. So if anyone could let us know where to find this list, I'll try. I don't know that I like this prescribed topics things, but let's try it.
I'm going to do my own.
You're going to do your own?
Yeah, I'm going to find something to talk about every day and talk about.
The Jeff Shang February Challenge, only for Jeff Shang.
No, look, anyone else can do the same thing too. I think that if people are talking about things that they're actually interested in, then the booze are likely to be more interesting. Like, I think that today's subject is a bit of a yawn, personally. Because it's like, well, okay. Well, no, it's like, yeah.
A bit of a yawn.
Well, I mean, how many times have we had a question like this? Seriously.
76,131.
Exactly. It's like, okay, we all have smartphones. And we all have the apps that we like to use. How interesting can it be to hear someone else rabbiting on about the apps that they like?
Well, except the only merit I can see in it is maybe they use something that you don't know about and you discover. Because I have to say that most, if not all, well, no, 90% of my apps I've discovered from other people.
Which is true.
So, you know, there might actually be some merit to this.
Yeah, I'm not saying there isn't merit. That still doesn't mean it won't be boring.
Okay, eat your dinner. Let me.
I'm eating very nice, yummy roast dinner.
Yes, I made roast dinner today.
Mmm. They are good.
All right. So I will try and do this followed topics thing, and if not, I'll do something else. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. So. Now, I'm not going to go and demonstrate these apps because then that is going to be boring. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to tell you what I use on a regular basis on my... I've got Apple devices. I have an Android tablet, which I don't really use, I'm ashamed to say. Never quite got to grips with good old Android. So, my iDevices, my iPhone especially, my iPhone 6... And the apps I use most right now is, well, I do use Audioboom quite a bit, like mostly more than a lot of other apps. I use this game called Lost Cities, which is by Coding Monkeys. And it's very, very good with a voiceover. Excellent. I really, really like this game. It's probably my favorite iOS game so far. I use Audible a lot, the Audible app. I do use, nowadays I find myself playing Trivia Crack quite a bit. I don't know, whatever. I mean, it's okay. It's good. It's a good game, but sometimes it makes me tired. Just the interface gets on my nerves sometimes. I don't know how to explain it.
It's a bit fiddly.
Yeah. I use the App Store a lot. I use a game that's kind of like a solitaire, but cooler, I think, called One Foundation. Well, it's not like solitaire, really. It's
kind of.
A bit like One Foundation. That's a free app. I do use Facebook. The reason why I like to use Facebook on the iPhone is because you can make it show posts from most recent to, you know, backwards, which I think is better than stupid site where you can't do that so well. And of course, I've got tons of apps, but these are the apps that I use most of all. I do use Skype sometimes on the iPhone, but not so much. And, you know, mail and things like that. But Audioboom, Audible, Lost Cities, One Foundation, Facebook, you know, those are the ones that I use most of all. So let's see what tomorrow's challenge holds. And if we don't like it, we can do something else. Happy February, everybody. February. Oh, better turn the speech back on.
Speech on. Pause recording. Button.